there were just a tremendous amount of really outstanding examples of steps that agencies had taken to improve transparency. And in some ways, the challenge of this report was to try to summarize them, because there really were some tremendous and creative things that agencies had done. But I think what's important is that overall, there were significant increases in the number of released records this past fiscal year as compared to the year before. There also were a tremendous amount of agencies, 89%, almost all the agencies actually, reported proactively disclosing information on their website, meaning putting information up on their website before somebody makes a request for it to facilitate the public's ability to get information.
Now, more documents or more records were released than ever before, at least over 2008 compared to 2009. Talk a little bit about that and some of the other maybe positive or surprising things that came out in terms of results.
These Chief FOIA Officer reports are filled with all sorts of examples of steps that agencies have taken to improve transparency. I think from the public's point of view, one of the key things that they're going to look for is just the bare numbers. Have more releases been made? Is there more information being disclosed now as a result of the President's and Attorney General's FOIA policies? And that's where we have a really positive news to report, because we had almost 50,000 additional requests this past year where records were released as compared with the year before. So that means 50,000 requesters got information this year that wouldn't have gotten information last year. And I think that's a nice concrete example of improved transparency.
The other thing, though, that came out that I was reading the report, well, yes, more documents based on requests were released, but overall,
right,
the number of documents that were released, that was down. Full releases, is that right?
Full releases went down slightly.
But partial went up?
Partial releases went up.
Talk about that.
I think one logical reason for that is that because agencies increased pretty dramatically the amount of information they're posting on their website proactively without the need for a request. As agencies put information up proactively that they used to release in response to a request, those documents would typically be the documents that would have been a full release. So I'm not surprised in that sense that full releases went down, because as you post documents and let people get them by going to the web, it means the requests that remain are typically more difficult requests, and requests for documents that are going to require more detailed processing, and you're going to get probably more releases in part.
It makes sense the way you explain it, that the number of total releases is down because agencies were more proactive, as your study finds, and that the number of partial requests are up because, again, agencies were trying to be more open. Were there some other statistics that stood out to you that maybe, again, maybe you weren't expecting to go up as much or to go down as much, or just talk a little about some of the other report results?
Another significant finding was the concept of making discretionary releases of information. As you know, this is one of the focuses of the Attorney General's FOIA guidelines, is to encourage agencies to make discretionary releases. And we found in our review of the Chief FOIA Officer reports a couple things that are very significant and good learning tools, I think, for other agencies. We found that when agencies had a second step in their review process to specifically look to see whether there's something that could be released as a matter of discretion, meaning the information might technically be protectable, but the agency could decide to release it as a matter of discretion. When agencies had a step to look for discretionary disclosure opportunities, then there was an increase in the number of discretionary releases that they made. So there was a correlation between looking specifically to find a place to make a discretionary release and then being able to make those releases.
And don't you guys recommend that agencies look at adding that second review process?
Yes, absolutely. So you could see from the way I was phrasing it that it was such a nice correlation between those two things that one of our specific guidance steps to agencies is that they should affirmatively use a two-step process when they're reviewing records for release to see if they can identify records for discretionary release.
I think you guys throughout make some recommendations, ask agencies, give agencies some help to making changes for next year and how to improve. Can you go through, that's one, what you talked about in terms of discretionary releases. Can you go over maybe two or three other important recommendations that you guys make?
Another thing that we're asking agencies to do is look at the actual disposition of the request at the end. So, for example, if you're looking at records, and it would be a group of records that would typically be withheld in full, we're asking agencies to say, look at those records and see, could we release some records so that instead of withholding everything in full, we're at least releasing something in part. And then the same sort of thing would be if you have a response where you're going to release the records in part, agencies should be asking themselves, well, can we turn this into a release in full? So just really focusing on the disposition of the request, the actual outcome of the request, is one of our recommendations. The other thing that we talk about is a lot through these reports is the link between successful agency FOIA programs and an active chief FOIA officer. We saw that agencies that had active chief FOIA officers who were really involved in the FOIA process at their agency, that things worked better at the agency. So that's another area where we've made a recommendation to agencies to be sure that they have a chief FOIA officer of the right level in the agency to make changes and that they're sufficiently involved in the operations of FOIA in their agency.
So when you talk about having it at the right level, are we talking about an SES, a GS-15, or whom?
They have to be, by law, it has to be, there's somebody who's of equivalent to an assistant secretary level. One of their responsibilities is to make sure there's enough staffing and funding for FOIA operations. So that's why it's important that the level of the person be high enough so that they have the clout within the agency to make recommendations on those key factors to the agency head.
Are you able to talk about specific agencies and the progress they've made? I know there was a mention about Justice Department, your home agency, as well as Homeland Security that did quite well in terms of getting more information out. Was there any other agencies that stood out to you that were either had a huge backlog and really cut it down or just were hesitant to put information out and then you see a big jump in terms of how much information they did put out last year?
I include in the summary many, many examples of agency activities under the Attorney General's guidelines. But I also want to point out that these reports are just chock full of great ideas and examples. And really, for every example I gave in my summary, there were 100 examples contained directly in the Chief FOIA Officer reports themselves. So all the cabinet agencies certainly had a lot of success improving transparency. And I also tried to highlight in my summary some examples from the smaller agencies that people don't necessarily think about, but who are also doing all these different initiatives to improve transparency at their organization. So I tried to give an assortment of examples throughout my summary, but certainly the reports themselves are the best source to get all the examples.